This recording, Lebanon 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a distressed district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more for her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so she made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, coma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she admitted her ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and gave her a relaxing bath. Let me give you a little bit of background on the culture, the Middle East culture, and in particular Lebanon. Lebanon is a diverse population, which is half of the population is the Muslim and half of it is Christian. And the Muslim sect is also divided. There's also Druze and others like the Christian. They are the Orthodox and the Catholics and everything. So Lebanon for a long time was under, after World War II, was under the French supervision, like Germany was, you know, the Eastern West Germany, you know. So we were under the French, and we were kind of we got some of the French culture, so we were impressed by the French, and they download their culture on us. I mean, they would speak the French language. Our first was Arabic, second was French. Like, you know, when England, what she had, for example, they had Palestine and Israel and for a long time, and the first language was the French, and was the Arabic, and was English, you know. So we've got that French culture kind of impacted the Lebanese in a way, especially the Christian Lebanese. The Muslim always wanted to be a kind of pro-Arab and be in the other sect of thing. So that for that culture, that it was always as a conflict, not only a religious conflict, but it was a political conflict as well. The Lebanese Christian thought that they were Phoenician, pro-West, and the Muslim were, they thought they were Lebanese, Arab, pro-Arab, okay? So that always created a conflict, and that conflict translated into wars, too many wars right after that, like civil wars. And that civil war impacted the country with economically and socially and on all different levels and put a lot of stress on the population. So the area I grew in Lebanon was not really that bad. It was like in a transition. We were in between. But the impact, we felt the impact of it. We felt the stress and the pressure. Culturally and socially, it was a pretty acceptable place to be, and because Lebanon's open, it's between the east and the west, and it was open to the west because we are a center for banking, and all the Arab world used to put their money in. Also, the Western world also poured into Lebanon. Every deal was made, whether political, business, everything was made in Lebanon. So we're open to all different cultures. You walk into the street in Lebanon, you speak different languages. You speak French, English, Spanish, Italian, Swahili, any language, you know. Because Lebanese venture and they are, there's only two and a half Lebanese lived in Lebanon. 16 million live outside of Lebanon. So therefore, I think you have an idea now that Lebanon is very highly cultured country. They're highly educated people. The average household, you got to find at least three or four college degrees, depending on how big the family is. And lately, it became all the way across the board, even Christian and Catholic. Both of them are totally educated. In the past, in the first era, the 60s, were mainly the Christian, because the French were pro-Christian, and they were helping them, in this way.